Good afternoon. I call this special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. This is Julie Fedorchak. I am chair of the commission. It is March 24th at approximately 4 o'clock p.m. And this is take two on an issue we did this morning, but we have to go back and do another part of it. So sitting with me is Commissioner Randy Christman, and participating telephonically is Commissioner Brian Crosius, so we have a quorum. Do you have any opening comments, Randy?
I do not, thanks.
How about you, Brian?
No, I don't.
Okay. All righty, then we'll get right into the agenda. We have one item on the agenda, and it's in my portfolio. So I will move that the commission adopt the amended order on motions for reconsideration in Keith and Deanna Kessler versus Minnesota Power, a division of Elite Incorporated complaint, case number PU-20-194.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. On September 23rd of 2020, the PSC ruled on a motion for partial dismissal filed by Minnesota Power, a division of Elite. Among the claims dismissed were the following two claims. Claim number three, the reimbursement for damages occurred for damage to Section 15, devaluation of Section 15, as well as personal damages for inconvenience, nuisance, and emotional distress. That's complaint paragraph 22, subpart 8. And item number four, order Minnesota Power to reimburse all attorney fees by the Kesslers relating to the prosecution of this action, which is revised complaint paragraph 22, subpart 9. On March 18th of 2021, the Kesslers filed a motion for reconsideration of the order dismissing claim for attorney's fees, and a brief regarding reconsideration. And on March 22nd, the Kesslers filed an additional motion for reconsideration of order dismissing claim damages and brief. Together, we're calling those the motions for reconsideration. On March 23, Elite filed a response to these motions. So having considered the motions for reconsideration, the commission finds that the arguments provided are untimely, and the support provided for the motions are a restatement of the considerations provided for the commission's September 23rd, 2020 order on motion for partial dismissal. Supporting the commission's previous dismissal due to lack of express authority, Chapter 490510 states that to recover for such loss, damage, or injury may be brought in any court of competent jurisdiction. So this order denies the Kesslers' March 18th motion for reconsideration and denies the Kesslers' March 22nd motion for reconsideration. Both are denied by this order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
All right, that concludes our agenda. We'll adjourn. Do we have anyone?
I will designate John Hamry to sign for me, please.
Thank you, Brian. Do we have anyone on the line? Or for okay, excellent. There's
Commissioner, I do not believe that John is in today.
And I will designate Steve Call to sign for me.
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Brian. Have a good night. All good?